Our next guest on Downtown is an anthropologist, poet, author of several books, including Traveling Heavy and An Island Called Home, and her brand new book, Lucky Broken Girl. Ruth Behar joins us this afternoon. Ruth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm curious, what prompted you after writing about anthropology and in poetry and several nonfiction works, what prompted you to write this wonderful book for young readers?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it was a story that I was carrying around for many, many years, since it's based on something that happened to me in real life. It happened about 50 years ago, and I had been carrying the story around with me, and then it just occurred to me that I should try to tell it from the child's point of view and kind of be Ruthie again and just see how all of that felt, that whole experience, and just started writing it as little vignettes. And then it just developed and became a novel.
Well, it is based on what happened to you when you were 9 years old. You were incapacitated for the better part of a year. And you've written earlier that the phrase that I love, the body is a homeland. How does that bring this story to life? And what's the meaning of that as you look back on what happened to you?
Well, I think the things that happen in your body, especially a severe accident like the one that I suffered through, that stays with you and leaves a mark in so many ways. It's trauma, but it's also something that just shapes who you are. And being in bed for a year as a child, 9, 10 years old, that's such a pivotal time in everybody's life. And I had been a very, very active child, and then suddenly I was confined to my bed. And, you know, had to recover from that and find another way to be a child, basically. And it really changed me as a person. It made me into a reader. It made me into a much more quiet, thoughtful, pensive kind of person. So it really shaped me. And in that sense, all of that memory of what happened, of being in those different body casts and then learning to walk again, which was so, so difficult, all of that stayed with me. And in that sense, the body is a homeland, and that the body carries all that. And it kind of stays in your body forever. And curiously, my two legs, they never quite turned out to be exactly the same after the accident. The leg that was broken is kind of a little weaker. It's a little different from the other leg. So that kind of stayed with me. And I think it also just shaped the kind of personality that I developed, just being a more careful, cautious kind of person, always afraid that something catastrophic could happen.
Well, the Ruthie in the story, the fictionalized version of you, when we hear that she's going to be in bed for a year, you wonder if it's going to be a claustrophobic story, and it's anything but that, because through these conversations, through her visits, we see a whole world through her eyes and from that perspective.
Yeah, that was one of the fun things about writing this book. Initially, I thought, how am I going to make this interesting if it's a girl in bed for a year? How much can possibly happen? And I thought about how kids tend to like very action-packed stories, and a lot of adults, of course, do as well. And then as I wrote, I realized just how much can happen even when you're still, even when you're not moving, even when you're just in one room all the time. And it's the changes that happen inside, the emotional changes, the way the heart grows and expands, and all that you can learn when you just have to think and feel. And that was all that really Ruthie could do in that year in bed. So it was actually a very transformative year. Kind of a lot happened while she was lying still.
The cover art for the book is so wonderful and so evocative of the story. Who's responsible for that great work?
Well, that is an absolutely beautiful piece of art by Penelope Dulligan, who I didn't know about, but fortunately my publisher, Penguin Random House, and Nancy Paulson, my editor, they knew about Penelope's work and asked her to design the cover, and there were a couple of different versions, and this one was definitely the best. It's just so rich with the apartment buildings in New York, the way they're depicted, and then the flowers kind of bursting out of this little window where Ruthie is growing so much internally, and I think the cover really conveys that. And interestingly, I went back to my old neighborhood in Queens, New York, just to kind of see it again. And I went last summer, last August, with my husband and my son to film a little book trailer. And the most amazing thing was that all these lawns that I had remembered, these lawns that were always closed off, you weren't allowed to walk on the grass, and that's still true, but some of the lawns had been turned into these huge flower gardens, and so it looked exactly like the cover that somehow Penelope had known to juxtapose these kind of very dull-looking buildings with their old bricks. She knew how to juxtapose that with these beautiful flowers bursting out of that space. And that's exactly how it looked to me when I went back to see it last year.
We're talking with Ruth Behar. Her new book is entitled Lucky Broken Girl. How are you hoping young readers will respond to the book?
Well, I hope it'll be meaningful to many young readers in many different ways. I hope, well, number one, that kids who may be Latinos or Latinas, kids of Latin American, Spanish-speaking background, might identify with this character who's Cuban-American but who's also Jewish. So she has this kind of, you know, really interesting mixed background. I hope the kids who've suffered any kind of injury, whatever background they may have, what child hasn't suffered from some sort of injury, a cut or fall, and some better, some worse. So I hope that any child who has suffered an injury, a loss of any kind, might identify with Ruthie and the way you can lose things, but then other better things, different things come into your life. So I hope that will be something that kids will identify with. And I just hope that kids in general will find strength from this book, because I remember how that year, to me, when I was a child, it felt like 100 years, you know, recovering. And you know how when you're a child, time just passes more slowly, and you just think that a year will just never, never end. And so thinking about children and all that they go through and suffering that they may go through, and just to give them hope that even a sad time, a difficult time in your life, it will pass, and you will learn something from it, and it will make you more resilient in the end.
Well, and given what's going on in America right now, this book seems especially timely.
Yes, I hope so. I'm thinking of immigrant kids in particular, and kids who maybe have had parents, a mother or father, deported, and how are they dealing with that? So I'm thinking that it's a book that's very relevant to this time when we're thinking so much about immigrants and immigration. And in my book, there are many different immigrants in the story. It's not just my Cuban family, but there are other immigrants revealed as well. There's a family from India, the best friend in the story, Danielle, who's based on a true best friend of mine. She's from Belgium. And so there are all these different kids and neighbors as well from Mexico and Puerto Rico and other parts of the world. And they're all kind of converging in New York and trying to find their way in the United States, and all of them making very meaningful contributions to our culture and our society. So I very much wanted to show that without in any way being too pedantic about it, but just as a real life thing, because in my life, that's how it was. I grew up in this neighborhood in Queens where there were people from all over the world, and I think it was very special, and I think it made me very aware of all the different ways to be human, and I think it also set me on my path to become an anthropologist, which is my other career when I'm not writing fiction.
Well, the book is not only, though, about the immigrant experience. What I think will make it loved by anybody who reads it is that it's about hope, certainly, but also about a reminder of the fragility of life.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Absolutely. And that's something that I think about so much. In my work as an anthropologist, I've written quite a lot about vulnerability. And I'm very interested in the whole topic of vulnerability and what makes us all vulnerable as human beings, how fragile human life is, and how we have to really protect it and cherish it. But all of us have a side that's vulnerable, that can be hurt very easily. And yes, that is definitely the bigger meaning behind the book, that we've all been hurt at one time or another, and we all have the capacity to heal, and also to heal each other, to help each other get better. And I think that's one of the really beautiful lessons in Lucky Broken Girl is how Ruthie learns not only to heal herself, but to heal others and to recognize that she's not the only one who's suffering, that everybody's suffering through something, and we have to help each other to get better.
Well, it really is a beautiful book, and for young readers, but really for people of all ages, I highly recommend it. Ruthie is a delight, and so is the grown-up version as well. It's a treat for us to talk with you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.